How are you today, Denny?
I'm just happy Pup's back. It's
great. Morning, buddy.
Morning, Michael. Geez, you've obviously gone to the Jerry Seinfeld school of dating from all the photos I've seen.
Oh, my God.
Lucky you're a very handsome individual because Jerry found someone that looked like him. Gorgeous woman on your arm.
I'm just doing my best, buddy.
You're doing very well.
He caught plenty of criticism yesterday for the hat he was wearing. Can you describe the hat he was wearing? I haven't seen the hat yet.
Oh, look, I think Pup's entitled to wear what he wants. He's a very stylish individual. Very stylish.
Mate, I'm just sun smart. I just wanted to protect the ears. I've seen you in the cap.
I haven't seen you in any other hat.
No, I'm not going to wear a cap.
When Nido described the hat to me, what did you call it?
Pork pie hat.
Pork pie hat. Mm-hmm. I thought it was more of a bucket hat.
Yes.
Was it?
Picture a floppy hat that I played cricket in.
Right.
Just not as big. That's all it was. Yep. It was just the protect the ears.
It was an old Terry Towling.
It was Terry Towling. Exactly right.
Was it?
I'm on Pup's side. I back his son smart move. Mm. Also, he's a stylish man, Pup. Very stylish.
Denny, so last night on 100% Footy, so you had Des Hasler on. Now, Adam Fanua-Blake is eligible to play this week, although he needs to have the flu vaccination, doesn't he?
Look, the situation, Des was dancing around it a bit on 100% Footy last night, but the mail I've got this morning is that Adam Fanua-Blake has been cleared by the Queensland government. That's what the information that Manly have been given. Whether he has had the shot or not, Manly will not say. I suspect that he has decided to do that, but obviously that's a personal decision for Adam. But Manly are telling me on the quiet that he will be picked this afternoon in their team.
Right, that's a big inclusion for Manly because...
Massive.
After even beating Parramatta last weekend, they're going up to Townsville. And Townsville, we all know what happened there yesterday. You'd think there'd be maybe a spring in their step and a bit more enthusiasm and ready to rip in against Manly. Now, we'll discuss the North Queensland situation. Denny, Paul Green, did anyone see this coming so early this season?
Well, Laurie, I reckon you did. I think you've been very strong all year. And in fact, I think even last year, talking about the volatile situation that the Cowboys had with Paul Green. I was always, I think I was a step behind you on that. I think you were the one leading the charge saying that, you know, Paul Green was in some trouble. I thought he could have kept surviving. I think that the difficult one for him was when I thought it all started to go into the too hard situation was potentially when they were down 34-0 in one half of football against the West Tigers. That just knocked me out. I couldn't believe the performance the Cowboys players put in. And I thought, rightio, there is a serious issue there and it's going to be a matter of time for Paul Green. But before that, I thought he might just survive. You know, I thought he might just keep going because he's got such a good track record, because he's won a comp. I had a lot to do with Green. I was up there when, in the week leading up to the grand final in 2015, I was with the team in 2017 and in their dressing rooms for the grand final. And I just saw the players really liked him. In recent times, there have been reports come out of there, which Green has denied, that he had some sort of issues with Michael Morgan and other players. He's denied that very strongly. And his intensity is the word that was used repeatedly to me, that he was too intense with the players and didn't have an off switch. And perhaps that's why the Cowboys have decided it's time for a change.
Mm. Clark and I discussed this morning, and I don't believe that he would have had contact with the Broncos, which then sort of made his mind up after he had the discussion with the Cowboys. But Clarkie seems to think that it just smells a little bit funny that, you know, what's happening at the Broncos and Green walking now away from the Cowboys, he can't help but think there's a link there. Are you hearing that?
Look, I've asked Green's manager. I spoke to Green's manager late last week, George Mimas, about Green's situation, because I was hearing a couple of rumblings. He gave me nothing. He obviously knew already by that point that that a decision had been made. I spoke to him again this week about Green's situation, and he's saying there's been no contact made with other clubs. Now, as for the Broncos, this scenario that's been painted about Seibold having to win 5 from 10, that has been absolutely strongly denied by the Broncos. They say there is no such ultimatum. This has emanated from a phone call between a journalist and the chairman, Carl Morris. I don't know what was said in that conversation, but obviously enough was said for the journalist to form the opinion that there is some sort of deadline being put on Anthony Seibold. The Broncos say this is not true. So whether or not there's an ultimatum or not, I don't think Anthony Seibold can keep coaching there. Gus Gould said on 100% Footy last night, it would be basically the humane thing to do right now for Anthony Seibold to part ways with the Broncos. He sees what Seibold's going through and he doesn't see a way out for him. And I'm of the same opinion. Whether or not Paul Green ends up there, I think if Paul Green had his choice, I would say it would definitely be the Broncos. There you go. I think that if he could go to a club, it would be the Broncos. He's a Wynnum boy. He said that last night on the show. And you know, obviously he's got an affiliation, an association or a desire to coach the Broncos one day. And I think any coach would want that.
If that's the case, and if Green is the number one target for the Broncos, then surely they pull the trigger in the next week or two on Seibold then, don't they?
Well,
because, yeah, you can't let him coach and then have the negotiations going on behind his back.
Laurie, it's so complicated. Look, I mean, Kevvy Walters, your man Kevvy, is linked heavily with the Broncos. And a lot of people in Brisbane say they tear the joint down if Seibold was replaced by anyone other than Kevvy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not being disrespectful to Kevvy, but I think that Paul Green has got far more runs on the board than Kevvy because he's won a competition. Kevvy hasn't had the opportunity to do that. But Paul Green is a proven first-grade coach. He's got success. He's had success out of all the coaches who would be available right now. I think he's by far and away the best credential because Shane Flanagan is not officially available. He's the other competition-winning coach. I don't see why the Broncos should persist with Anthony Seibold any further. I mean, he's got his fans, he's got his supporters, but I don't understand how Seibold can keep going given what's going on. I mean, they're playing Melbourne this week. It could be anything.
Yeah, well, staying on the coaches front, Denny, what about Trent Barrett to the Bulldogs? Will he finish the season with the Panthers, do you think?
Penrith want him to, yeah. And I think that the mail I was getting yesterday was that an announcement could happen today. The Bulldogs are saying it could happen this week. I think it could happen today. I think Penrith would want him to finish because he's doing such a tremendous job with their attack. I've never seen Nathan Cleary play better football. It's just been tremendous. Like the toughness he showed the other day when the game was tight, he was there making the big plays. And I think he's really benefited from Trent Barrett being there. And I think that the Panthers are, I think they're a real chance of winning the comp. And if Trent Barrett's not there, that chance diminishes significantly.
Yeah, he made a decision in that second half that he wasn't going to lose that game, Cleary. And he did everything in his power to inspire his team. And that was a
best
great
I've
performance.
Seen him play.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, Denny. I thought he was terrific, and if he can, you know, continue to play like that, then they will be hard to stop for the premiership. If Barrett would the Bulldogs happy for him to stay at Penrith, or would they want him straight away?
Well, if I'm the Bulldogs, I want him now.
Yeah.
I think they want him yesterday. If he's their coach. They've got so much work to do. They've got so many big decisions to make on players, on recruitment, on structures, on Laurie, how much it takes to get a football team going. And I mean, the Bulldogs have sadly been in reverse for quite some time, and they need someone to shift them to go forward. And Barrett's going to need all the time in the world to get that club right, and that he's got to make some big decisions on players. And you know, they need some. I know they've got Cottridge coming, and I know they're trying to keep Harawira and Naira, but they need a couple of really significant signings in the halves. They need a hooker, you know, potentially. I don't know if Dallin's their fullback going forward, but I think they need things to happen now. And if I'm the Bulldogs, I'm saying, listen, we need you now. We need some, not maybe, you know, maybe the, I don't, like, he's not going to do his record any good this year, but he just needs to make some decisions for them now.
Finally, Denny, well, Loz did his power rankings before and said, well, the Roosters are the top premiership contender and Melbourne second, so they play in the grand final and the Roosters are on top at the moment. Who have you got as your top two and who would win if the grand final was played after what you've seen halfway through the season?
If the grand final was played this weekend, I'd be going for Penrith. I think they're a tremendous team and I think they're in form and their legs are fresh and they're injury-free. If it's played in 10 weeks' time, or whenever it was 14 weeks' time, teams like the Roosters and Storm come back heavily into calculation.
Yeah, the Panthers on top of the table, 8-1-1.
We can't write off Parra either. Mm.
Penrith
or, with all the Tigers. Easy.
Maybe. Maybe not from the grand final this year, pup. I think that hat's been a bit too tight. On
you. Top eight. I want top eight for the Tigers, please.
Well, that, look, honestly, they're looking good. I mean, and you know, Michael Maguire, hats off to him, pardon the pun, but he's made some really tough decisions.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's showing that club, you know, what winning is about.
Mm. Hey, Denny, we love a good room in rugby league. What about the rumour with Madison? He said he didn't say about, oh, I'm going to leave this club because I can't win a premiership here. Any truth in that?
Look, I was down at the West Tigers yesterday and Benji Marshall got on the front foot and said he loves Ryan Madison. He said that he has enormous respect for him. The playing group are saying that, you know, there's no issue. My thoughts, if you speak to the Tigers behind the scenes and you hear about what went on last year, I think there is an issue. I think that there are players at that club who don't necessarily love Ryan Madison or what happened, probably more what happened, more the way he exited. And I think you'll see that on the field this week.
Ah, well, we love rivalries. Bring it on. That's what it's all about. Bring it on. On you, Denny.
Thanks for having me on.